This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Life comes with all sorts of challenges. Some you may not be prepared for, but it's good to learn new things to help get ready for the real world. Hello, and welcome to the Experience It Man podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Know-It-All, and we're going to find new skills that you may not realize you need, but do, to unlock for your personal skill tree. Whether it be for college life or life in general, let's get to Experience It Man. Welcome to the first episode of the Experience It Man podcast. Today is going to be a simple intro of to what's going to be expected for the next few weeks. And so, what's the importance of finding new skills for life? I learned to obtain new ways to, you know, think about how I want to learn new skills or new things in life, such as driving stick shift in a car or learning how to cook in a college environment. These things are vital to your survival, especially when you're living on your own outside of your own home. You know, life is like a kind of a video game, you know, and then each of these new skills that you learn is kind of like a level up in a sense. And I think that's a pretty cool way to think about it. And then every time you learn a new skill, you level up in life, and that could take you to so many levels. This podcast is just more of like explaining how learning new skills can get you in new ways to find a job, so you can stand out. As you know, like my podcast, I am finding new skills to learn how to make a podcast that sounds at a professional level. You know, that's a skill that could be used for a job, and that makes me stand out. Or like events in life outside of work. You know, I was told that I needed to learn how to make a dessert for a party. And since I was recently learning how to cook certain Vietnamese food, it was a hit for the party, that for the food that I brought. And I thought it was a cool, you know, way to learn how to make some Vietnamese food, since I found like learning from my past is a very good way to like embrace my culture. Or helping out with friends. I recently had to help a friend change a tire because his car tire went down. And so learning how to help him with changing tires is not only how essential for you, but helping out with friends as well. Learning how to stand out amongst people, because surprisingly, not a lot of people know how to do these certain skills, such as cooking or driving, driving safely, or in a sense, you know, think about how to survive on your own. It's actually surprising how this generation, my generation, a lot of people that I met don't really know these certain skills. And so I think it's kind of important to embrace the fact that, you know, it's good to learn new things. I'm sure you've been told how to like learn new things and embrace yourself to, you know, be open to anything that comes your way. And so I think that's a good way to, you know, embrace yourself. I think this podcast will help not only you, but it'll help me discover in myself what it is and how important it is to learn, and so forth. Now, I would like to talk about why it's important to learn new skills, especially in a college setting. From what I've learned, it's good to know how to live on your own, because not only that, you learn things that can help you in living in a college setting, but these are also things you should learn so then you can survive pretty much on your own outside of college too. For examples, I have recently picked up cooking, and you know, cooking is like a very good skill to learn, as you know, food here from Calarega is not the best. And I think learning to cook for yourself for both healthier reasons and, you know, finding yourself trying to taste better food, you know, it's just better to find food yourself, because you know what you're putting in your body as well, and you know what tastes good for you, what you like. And so I think it's a good idea to get into, you know, learning to cook for yourself, as you know, there's a kitchen in the Edge Hill Mansion nearby my residence building. And I think every now and then, if I have the time, picking up a skill of cooking is a really good idea. Not only that, but cleaning. Oh my goodness, I can tell you so many stories about how my roommates are not the best clean people, and you know, they're not the best at cleaning the bathroom, and I can tell you all that stories, and oh my goodness, it's gross living with four athletes, you know. But I digress. Learning to clean is another reason, you know, just survival school skills. These things are not really taught in college. If you're lucky, or if you're, you know, finding out people that have these skills ahead of time, you kind of feel, you know, missing out in life. You know, sometimes you may feel discouraged. Oh, I didn't learn this. Why didn't I learn this in school? And because these skills are kind of just like life skills in general that may not be taught in school. So it's good to pick up, you know, figure out how to do these, so then at least you know how to survive. For an example, I was never taught how to wash dishes except to when I was with my friend at his friend his house, and I find out that his dad taught me how to wash dishes, and I still do it the same way he's taught me since. And I was like wondering, hey, you know, these are like some things that they may be small but are very important to find out. I would like to bring up some examples in my life that I experienced that, you know, and emphasize why I like to talk about learning new skills. Driving in San Francisco or SF is a very important thing, especially when you're learning how to drive in different environments. Coming from someone that lives in the suburban area of Livermore, where the roads are flat, it's very different compared to driving in the city. And learning to drive up and down those hills can be a very daunting task, especially for people that are just learning how to drive. That could be something, you know, not everyone feels comfortable or even feels scared, you know. And I think just learning how to, you know, enhance your skill of driving, as an example, is like good to learn, as you know, they can be, in a sense, not having to learn a new skill but enhance the ones you already have, I think, because driving in San Francisco, those hills helped me learn how to drive in different environments, because now I'm able to drive on off-road, on-road, helps me with learning to take care or deal with different drivers, you know, since we can all know that San Francisco is very full of weird and crazy drivers that really either do know how to drive on the road or just don't care, and then, you know, a lot of car crashes happen, which cause traffic, and I digress. And not only that, but learning over to take care of things is another thing. So taking care of your car, that's another skill. So each skill can have like different sub skills, and I think is that that's also important, because each level up can have more experiences, and you can level up further just by learning small subtopics, such as, you know, driving or fixing up a car. I remember being put on the spot because my family's a car family, and they say, do you know how to, you know, put the jack or find the spare tire? Do you know where the spare tire is in your car? Do you know how to parallel park? You know, being put on the spot like that can be very embarrassing or very like stress inducing, because you don't really know what to say other than, I don't know. I was never taught that. I never learned how to do that. And so the reason why I want to talk about this, especially on this podcast, is that I'm trying to prevent everyone here or whoever's listening that you don't have to be put in that position. If you know how to pick up certain things and say, hey, I'm going to be open-minded to pick up new skills. And then every time someone asks you, hey, do you know how to do this? And you can say confidently, yeah, I know how to do this. And then it may surprise you, or you may surprise the person that's asking you. You know, I remember talking about how, do you know how my parents asked if I knew how to parallel park, or how quickly I was able to drive to San Fran or the cliff roads at Half Moon Bay. They were surprised because I managed to pick up driving pretty quickly, and since I was very passionate about it, you know, I was able to drive my cousins all the way out there on my own, especially only like 6 months after driving, learning how to drive and getting my license. So I think not only learning to do something, but like getting the motivation to be able to learn something is another important skill, because why would you want to learn something if you don't want to, right? And so I think just finding new, like finding ways to branch out is another way, you know, because, you know, finding a job or, you know, being put on the spot with your friends could be different. Not only that, but finding a new environment for, you know, learning these new skills is important too. Because I remember driving or learning how to drive with my family, and learning to drive with a parent is a night and day difference compared to learning to drive with some friends. I will talk about how I was learning how to drive a manual car. Yeah, the theme is driving today. I wonder what's going to be the next episode, you know? But I think just learning how to be with people that have prior knowledge to you that can help you is another good example, or another good reason why learning can be fun, you know? Because learning with your parents is like, oh, you know? I remember crying when I was 5 years old because my dad got frustrated with me not learning how to do the times tables. Everyone knows how to do that, right? You know, everyone's gone through the, what is 2 plus 2? Or like, Jason has 2 apples. What? And he gets 1 more. How much does he have? You know, those lectures when you were a kid. I don't know about the new generation, but I remember I had to go through that. God, I sound old, but you know. So I think learning the new environment is also very important. I've always been told learning new things is good for you. You know, I've been seeing those ads where I'm here in my garage and I got this new Lamborghini. You know what's better than a Lamborghini? Knowledge. And knowledge is power. Have you seen, you remember those ads, right? And I think it somewhat can be true, you know, because I have a grandpa that is recently going through Alzheimer's. And what helps with Alzheimer's is learning new skills, because it helps exercise your brain. So not only does learning new skills help you in life, but in like a metaphorical way, but in a physically healthy way too. Because, you know, exercising your brain, you can improve your cognitive functions for concentration, you know, memory recall, problem solving, which all help with not only dementia and Alzheimer's, but just helping your brain in general. And so I think finding a way to learn new skills and find the time is important, is a healthy aspect as well as a metaphorical aspect as well. And, you know, life lessons can go further into not only college but beyond. I know people that are scared to drive stick shift or learn how to cook, and then they're in their 20s or 30s, let alone, you know, other skills that they don't know how to do yet. But this isn't just learning to be an adult. This is learning to just survive as someone from in a human society, you know. And not only that, but animals have their own ways of learning new skills, such as hunting and stuff. So it's a nature thing. And I think if I had to pick some big reasons to learn and find ways to learn a skill that can help me, is just that I want to just gain power, because knowledge is power, really, if you think about it. The more skills you learn, the more of an advantage you have amongst other people. That kind of sounds like a selfish, pessimist, not pessimistic, but, you know, egotistical type of way, but it really makes sense. You know, you're having an advantage amongst people that may not know, and you yourself can teach these things, and they may ask you for help, which can help you gain connections and so forth. I think learning, you know, the top 5 skills I've always been told is like studying, budgeting money, learning to stay physically healthy, and learning to socialize. Like, yeah, some of those you can learn in high school, but not everything is in high school, such as, you know, cooking, surviving. Learning new things can be very important, especially when you're finding things that you may not realize you need but do. And this is going to be surprising, because you may find that you may be good at these skills within the next few weeks. And I hope I can find something that helps you discover more about yourself, you know? And I think hopefully in the next few weeks, I can help with that. This is Mr. Know-It-All, and this is the end of episode 1. Hope to see you next week. episode 2 with Driving 101. But there's more. This is Mr. Know-It-All, over and out.